It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk HLV football. Wrap up the Warriors season with head coach Kevin Smith. And Coach, finish up 8-3 on the season. Ran into a buzzsaw last week at Turkey Valley in the quarterfinals, but still a great season. Win in the first round of the playoffs. How are you feeling about your football team overall this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. I would say, you know, just bunch of kids, you know, really exceeded a lot of expectations coming into the year, you know, not knowing what maybe to expect out of a few of them. And we had especially some seniors that really stepped up, did a nice job for us. Tough way to go out versus Turkey Valley, but we knew going up there that we were going to have to play really, really well to be competitive. And we had multiple turnovers, and you just can't do those things at that level against that quality team. And, you know, to be honest, we're just not good enough to overcome the, you know, 5 turnovers that we had. Just you can't do that at that level and expect to win. So, but other than that, a good season for the kids.
Yeah, without a doubt, the turnovers did you in against Turkey Valley. But you have a bunch of seniors. I think it was like 9 total seniors on your roster. What can you say about your graduating players?
Tell you what, it's a good group that, you know, we had several of them that had, Cody Tim and Caden Fontenelle had played, you know, a fair amount last year. Sam Gisley got injured just before the start of the season and never was able to participate all season long, and that's just a crying shame. Those are kids that contributed a lot, you know, not just maybe this year, but in past years as well. We had Reed Ward stepped in at center, did a nice job, played in defensive tackle. Carson Cheney stepped in quarterback spot and defensive back spot and did a great job. Will Byer stepped in at tight end, defensive end, did a really good job for us. You know, we had Ty Cruz was out this year for the first time. He'd done cross country and things in the past and wanted to get involved with the rest of his kids, the rest of the senior class. We had Garrett White, was a manager for us, came out a little bit late but joined us. And then we had Brody Wolf also joined us a little late and really contributed a fair amount. We wish that maybe he would have, you know, would come out sooner or decide to do it last year too, you know. But just one of those things, made that decision, but did help us when he was out there. But, you know, I think you look at Cody and Caden, and I mentioned to start with that those two were kind of leaders for us and everybody kind of followed their lead. And you know, it was a good group that very willing to do anything we asked, very coachable, and you know, they just kind of set the groundwork for everybody else on the team. And it's going to be a bunch that's going to be missed, and, you know, they're going to go on to do a very successful thing down the road.
Yeah, like Caden Fontenelle, I saw yesterday, signed a letter of intent to play baseball at Mount Mercy. So you're excited about him. And obviously, he's a lot of these kids are good baseball players as well. And Fontenelle, one of the better players in the conference there. So we wish him good luck there. Carson Cheney, a senior at quarterback. What is that, with him graduating, what does that position now look like here in the future for you?
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, we've got some young kids coming up that, you know, we're going to have to see what they can do. It's kind of up in the air right now. And we'll just have to see who's going to step in. We've got a couple sophomores that did a nice job at the JV level. And we're going to kind of fill that. Marcus Colasar stepped in at the playoff game and, you know, would probably be who you'd look at as your number one backup. But I kind of hate to take him out of that running back spot that he did such a fine job at. And that's, you know, probably if we can, we'll leave him in that spot right now. But, you know, we'll try and find somebody else to fill that spot, and away we go. We've got a talented group of kids to be coming in next year as freshmen. But, you don't really want to throw a whole lot of those kids in as freshmen. But, you know, what we've done in the past, if those kids are able to play, we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's a spot that's key. But we'll find somebody to fill it and see what we can do with that.
Yeah, so obviously that's the big priority in the offseason, find out who the quarterback is. And you mentioned, of course, Marcus at tailback ran for over 1,300 yards for you, 19 touchdowns, and you also returned Bo York, who did a good job in the fullback spot. You know, it'd be you don't want to take those guys out of those roles, but you just never know. But Marcus comes back as a senior, York as a junior. Those are two guys to build that offense around next year.
It really is. And you know, kind of like this year, those kids are flexible enough, you know, coachable kids that they'll do anything we ask them to do. We'd ask Marcus to, you know, play that quarterback spot, and maybe Bo to handle a lot of that running back duties. I don't think either one would have a problem with any of that. And you know, it's some things we'll work on here in the off season, this summer, try and get some 7-on-7 stuff going, and see what we can work out. It's just a case of now get some work in here in this off season. The kids they're all going to be involved in other sports. Stay busy, stay active, get in the weight room. And we'll have to develop some of that hopefully over the summer and see what does work out of that.
And another kid like Ethan Kupka, who had 4 interceptions for you, key player on defense, another young guy to kind of help lead your defense next year. Guy on the line, also Garrett Westerdale, who got hurt, I think, at the start of the year, came back and played for you. Another guy that, you're looking at, and, it's funny in football, you've done such a good job of just reloading. We always call it not rebuilding, but reloading. It's just guys that you don't know what they could do because they haven't had the opportunity because an upperclassman is in front of them. Then they become the upperclassman, and suddenly they're doing the same things that the guys were there doing before them.
Exactly. And it's a credit to the kids, and you mentioned the kids that you all mentioned are going to be key for us next year. Sean Blankenship's another one, stepped in a defensive end, played that all season long for us. Caleb Sternhagen stepped in, when Sam Ginsley got hurt on the eve of the Cole-Onesco game, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do to fill that. Caleb stepped in, played, better part of the year, tight end, did a lot of our kicking duties for us. Basically the Waco game, caught a long touchdown pass, kicked the field goal at the time. Field goal didn't look like much. It was just a case of, was the thing to do at the time. We end up winning by 3 points. And those are kids that stepped in this year, did a good job, gained some experience. And they're going to be looked upon to provide a lot of good things for us next year. And hopefully the experience they got this year will help them. And, you mentioned Ethan. Ethan's a kid we can put in a lot of places, Biggest thing is we need to put about 15, 20 pounds on him if we could. But he's quick, he's elusive, really got a instincts, really good football instincts. And it's a good group coming back. It's just that, we need to solidify some situations and positions. And some of these guys, they're going to do some of the same things they did this year. But the roles and expectations that they have will probably be a little bit bigger than what they were this past year. But they understand that, it's kind of that, it's kind of like you just roll something over and let's regroup with these next bunch of kids. And they all know that it's their time to shine. And, the kids that are seniors and graduated, they've got nothing to be ashamed of. They've had 4 great years of football and hopefully we could build on this again. So, this bunch of kids coming back and say the same thing again next year.
And this will be another big off season. This is another redistrict off season. And of course how 8-man football will be affected as some schools maybe come down, some schools maybe go up, who knows what the landscape of 8-man football is going to be when you do play up and what district we'll look at. We know that how competitive District 4 was this year, top to bottom, maybe not elite teams, but top to bottom, it was really competitive. And so all that needs to be sorted out before next year.
It'll be interesting. 2 years ago, we questioned what was going to happen. And it's kind of like Christmas, I guess, in a way. You just the anticipation of what's going to happen. Like I say, there's teams we've heard that are coming possibly down to 8-man from 11-man. And I think they're going to find out it's still good football. It's just different. And there's some teams that are probably going to go up. But it's just what you're going to have in rural Iowa with enrollments and things like that, and it's an adjustment, and there's going to be teams bouncing along that edge year to year, so it's going to be fun in a way to see if it's same teams or different teams and new challenge and see what happens.
We'll definitely see what happens. Coach, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner today throughout the season. Enjoyed going up and following your team at Turkey Valley. Wish I could have given you more luck up there, but we'll have a great winter. We'll talk to you come track season. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Chris. Really appreciate KGRN's support, and also I'd like to thank Stiefel Insurance for providing this time that you talk about the kids and the HL Abuse Booster Club for all the support on some rebroadcast things, and just appreciate the fact you guys cover all the area kids and give us a chance to talk about the young kids from the area, and thank you very much.
Kevin Smith, head coach for HLV football, joined us here on Coach's Corner. It is brought to you by Stiefel Insurance of Victor on 1410 KGRN.